Mishnah in the beginning of Pesachim Mishnah brings down Kol Mokim Shemachnisim Boi Chometz Tzorich Bdik. Every place that you put Chometz, Tzorich Bdik. L'moshel, the Gemara brings down Martef. What is a martef? A basement. That is wine. And sometimes people in the middle of the meal, they go down to take wine from the basement. And maybe he will have a sandwich in his hands. And he will put down the sandwich to pick up the wine. And when he comes back home, he will forget. This is enough mokim shemachnisim b'chometz that is tzorich b'dik. I know, to understand the shiur of mokim shemachnisim b'chometz, the Gemara says, is a martef shel yayin, that sometimes the shamash goes in the middle of the meal to take food, and you will leave a sandwich, and it's tzorich b'dik. It's a big chiddush, but a person has closets in the house. That sometimes in the middle of the meal they go and they take stuff. And there's a chashash that he will have chometz. Avad is tzorich b'dika. All the marshal people have sforim shelves, the purim, the shikorim, they put all different places. It's also mokim shemachnisim b'chometz. I find every year in all different interesting places chometz. Or if you have little kids in the house, kimat every drawer that is b'mokim hesig yad shel hayelodim. As mokim shemachnisim b'chometz. Da'inu lafuke from the Amiratzim that think that mokim shemachnisim b'chometz means only a fridge. It's mokim shemachnisim b'chometz, yeah? Mokim shemachnisim b'chometz. Chazal say mokim shemachnisim b'chometz is a closet that sometimes in the middle of the meal you go there with something in your hand and you will leave it there. This is the shiur of a mokim shemachnisim b'chometz shetzorich b'dikas chometz. So the agdolos of the places is a lot of places. A lot of places are considered mokim shemachnisim b'chometz. Chazal b'metaken that you have to make a bdike la'oir haner. Lashon ha-mishne, oir la'arboser, boitkim es ha-chometz la'oir haner. If today we will check our houses la'oir haner, it will take mistam 30 days. That's the mitzvahs. So the shayle, how you manage? One of the questions that bothers everyone, yeah, people that keep Torah mitzvahs, they want to do what Chazal said, to check La'ir HaNer. The Mitzvah says, if you try to check your house La'ir HaNer, so if Bnei Brak is machmirim take, that every night, for the last 30 days, from now already, every night, when they finish the bdike, the lady goes around, or the husband, and the place where they check for that day, and for an hour, every night. And by day, they do the packets, the marshal, they do la'ir ha'chamosh, it's like a ner. So the packets they do, or the drawers they take outside to the sun, and they do them. It's a mahalach eichet. But the shayla is what we do. We learn, everyone knows the Mishnah, all our boss of boikim is ha'chamosh la'ir ha'ner, and the ma'is is not the ma'is. So what's the man? So some want to learn schus and the heintikas, why we don't do it. They learn that we clean so stark that it becomes mokum shem machnisim b'chometz. Give a mashal. When you have to check your hands la'ir haner, it was machnisim b'chometz. You wash your hands, this bench, it's clean. What is the check? We scrub and clean the whole house so stark so it becomes mokum shem machnisim b'chometz. They have a shtickel chayv from Mishne Brura and Simen Tofla Med Beis, Sif Kotten Yud Beis in the Sharatziyun. He brings down that we'll see later, some people have a minik, they leave like a sorrow ptitin. So Mishne Brura says that maybe b'zman hazeh yesh mokur me'ikar adin to do this minik. Because we clean the house so good. Mishne Brura means, so maybe there's no reason even to make a broche. We'll see. Maybe a different pshat, a little pshat in Mishne Brura. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Shabbos is the Yahrzeit, he didn't hold like that. He said, if you clean very stark, it doesn't help. He has a raya, a shvach raya, but it's a raya. steht in der Mishnah, Mishaloi bodak le'oiraner, yachzor ve'yivdok le'oiraner. But if he checked already, it says, Mokim she'en machnisim b'chomets. So what does Mishaloi bodak le'oiraner, yachzor ve'yivdok le'oiraner? So the Mokim she'en machnisim b'chomets. And what you could say? Misha bodak bodak shloi le'oiraner, it's bodak. We, it's not bodak. We wash and scrub and clean. You have some balatas that 500 liters of water pass on it, and they're cleaning from the ladies about Pesach. And then they have all different soaps, and then they have these new machines with steam. Mr. Zamel Erbach said that the gedder is different. You check the whole house during the achone for Pesach, you clean the whole house, and then. And let us, and Arab Dikas Chometz, you go with the candle and you check that every place was clean. You go, this class was done. There's a sefer Ma'ir Agodl. Arab Shlomo Zalman is a picture how they're opening a closet. He stands with the candle in front of the closet, the door open, doesn't move the towel. This closet is done. This carriage is done, the mixer is done, the toaster is done, the oven is done, the fridge is done. And as there you go, Lo'iraner. He brings a raya from a Gemara. Gemara asks a kashi, v'livdek b'shis. The Gemara had a tzad, p'sochim davdar u'mudalev, that will make b'dikas chometz b'shar shishis. He says, how in 1 hour people will check the whole house? The Gemara had a tzad, v'livdek b'shis. What is it, they had small houses? One room. First, Mechatei said they had one room. Well, also, the Gvirim didn't start from today, yeah? And also, I think in the old days it was much harder. Today, you know, everything is stone and water and machine, you know. In the old days, and the sand and the matzah, the Chayr of Vizdakim, in between every two, the wall was Chayr of Vizdakim, yeah? You know how hard it was to check? So, Lama Zagim, that we'll make a bdikah like a B'shem Zaman. If you don't do like a B'shem Zaman, I don't know. It's no mahalach. What, you know, some people, they fool themselves. For an hour and a half. What is an hour and a half? B'shem Zaman takes me an hour and a half. But without B'shem Zaman, what if shech? Or do you check or do you don't check? Now, there's a lot of places that have a mistake. What they do is, they clean the whole house. They leave like a little porch, a little room, near the oilam eat the chametz, and in the morning they clean it. These people, b'dar klal, oivere yisur gomu. Why? I know most of you are like that, but till this year, yeah? Chayim, mahali du bayu. Eichel zel vaveir? Yeah, vavaz de pshah. Why? Zogim shum zamu noir bach. Yizah aloha, you have to check lo oir aner. That room, you didn't check lo oir aner. Mishel oibodak balay, lo boidek bayom. How you check? Lo oir aner. How you check?
Check it,
it's coming. Oh, check it.
So you have to check.
So Shazam says, what you do is it's one of the two. Either by day you check it lower and lower again, or you clean the whole room, you wash the floors, you leave the chametz in a bag, so you check the whole room chutz in this bag, and then the morning you eat here, and then the morning you can wash the floor. But look at that little place, they didn't do it this, you know, I call it the vacuum, yeah? If you didn't do that, so you didn't check lower and lower. So you're pshu, even a chazal. It's be'erach like eating chicken with milk together. If Shazama told me, most people don't know this halacha. You know, people come to the Shemaim, they will never make it because chomes kmo shetzorich. So again, you check every room.
If you check the Aroner by day, it works.
B'di'evet. Lo yibodak b'layla, yibodak b'yeh. So again, the Amiratzim will hold, like I said before, that we wash so clean, so there's no din b'dikah today. So these people don't have to check b'chlal in the house. There with the mahalach, when you clean, you don't have to check.
Turn your lights on.
Now, Frank of Shemazam and Oyabach, I asked me a shayla to say this. So you check it by night, lo yiramer, then you eat there again. No? So now you will have to check again. So Frank of Shemazam, it's a mefurish a mishnah that now. The mishnah states that you have to check chometz, mokve shemachnisim by chometz. We said mokve shemachnisim by chometz doesn't mean mokve shemachnisim by bevadei chometz. Mokve shemachnisim by chometz, the shamash goes sometimes, it's also mokve shemachnisim by chometz. I freak them nesivis and makochayim. It's a very vital tzad. Very vital tzad that will be chometz. Sofik the rabbi, b'dikas chometz ala sofik niskana. B'dikas chometz ala sofik niskana. For him, Shlomo Zalman states, "Ein choishish im shem ogir chulda." The Gemara says that if you see a cat pulled chometz into the house, sofik if she walked into the house or not, misofik you don't have to check. Why? Sofik she went into the house with the chometz, sofik not. Ve'im tin tzolema she went in, sofik achalte. The doctor, Suffolk the Shamish went in for the sandwich, so finished. And even if you're going in, maybe you took it out. And even if not, maybe a cat really ate it. The Torah says, because Chomet said, Suffolk Niskana. So why, Begir Chulda, if we were Suffolk, if she walked into the house, we said, it's a fake, fake. Zakum Shnuzaman Azay. Mokim Shemachmisim Bei Chomet is Nishayev Bebdike. After you Mekayim the Bdike Belel Yudalet, even if you fill the whole house full with crumbs, here already is no Din Bdike now. Now is a Din cleaning. So if you clean it in the morning with these machines, it's enough. Abelu Yitzuya, you didn't check Lo Yiramer, you have to check. Right. So b'meile, La'alocha Elam Ezogin, we're trying to check Lo Yiramer, Shemazam and Neuerbach, we check Lo Yiramer, and we check that it's checked. Now, why, the Gemara says, why you don't check by day? So the Gemara, Shrage Betiare Mayahani. What is the Gemara's kind of? What does it tell us? Velivik beyimome, shrage betiare mayahan. So some learn pshat, Chazal were metaken by night and not by day, because by day, he will not see the nail. So what if he will not see? And Chazal said, we have a droshe, chipus miner, that you have to check lo'er aner. By day, he will not be nicker than her. Will not be nicker. Some say that the day makes the nail to be much lighter. By day, the nail lights. Chazal say they bring down a Yerushalmi that were hiding in the cave, and they didn't know if it's day or night, so they put a candle. And when the candle was shvach, they knew it's a day. When the candle was starker, it's night. By day, the candle is shvacher. And some say that Val Chazal said it's a chipus miner, and by day you don't need a ner. So if the Torah said a ner, so by day the Torah spoke about the Laila. So that was a big shaila that everyone thinks that he knows the answer, and it's a big mistake, and I'll explain why. You have to close the lights when you check chometz or not. To shut the light. So this shaila, everyone, some people tell you for sure, yes. Some people tell you for sure not. Some people say everyone closes the light. Everyone leaves the light on. And the reason is very partial, because most people in the world, the only house that they were in Bdikas Chometz is their own house. So they think that everyone does like them, so I'll tell you something, yeah? So every day, where you saw Bdikas Chometz? My parents. If your father left the light, everyone leaves the light on. Not another person. I never heard a person in the world that doesn't show the light. My father showed the light. I once went to a place that didn't show the light. I thought they're not doing biggest chometz. So like this. Milomdus, before you have to show the light. Why? Shragi b'tiyare mayan. The candle doesn't have a koyach in the light. So like this, if the reason is that it's a drosha, that Hashem said on the candle, by day you don't need a candle, so Mishnah Hashem spoke about the light, the Chazal, the Navi. Mele, but after you're doing it by night, it doesn't make a difference that you have a light. But if we say that the light disturbs the candle, Lemaise, I checked, Roiv Gedoyle Israel didn't close the light. Roiv, my father closed the light, but Roiv Gedoyle Israel didn't close the light. Pshumazaman Oyabach didn't close the light. It's interesting that the God that I told you, Moira Godel, is a picture of the sun and the candle, and you see the light is on. Sounds with Gazendas.
Why didn't they shut the light?
Oh, wait a second. First, if you don't need to, why shut the light now? There's no need to. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they bring down that when he was checking chometz, the light burned, the bulb got burned out. And Reb Shlomo Zalman stopped and he asked to change it, to put it on. He said it's hard to check without light. That's what he read out. Sometimes the mice in our days, this light you could see. I also we shut the light. But sometimes we get stuck in the place of the stack of chometz, we put on the light, we clean it, but we shut it right away. Yeah, you have to check. You have to know the metzias. No, so, I'll explain to you. Ander zogim pshat, stuas ben. Ander zogim that the light take our light. Baruch Hashem is much better, much lemaiser. And the zogim, and the nusach, but we got used to not using candles. We're not used to working with the light of a candle. And the Mitzvah says, if a person needs to do something properly, he will not use a candle; he will use light. So everyone does his minig. Nahal nahal v'pashtik. Nahal nahal v'pashtik. What you look for? You have a candle, we're looking for. So if it's clean, so that we check that it's clean. But what are we looking for? We're looking for big pieces, kezais, or we're looking for crumbs. The Gemara in Sochem Davov, the Gemara says, Pirurim batli me'aleim. Pirurim batli me'aleim. You don't even have to be mevatel them. They're batli me'aleim. The Rabbanon, we'll start like this. Be'etzim, every person does bitul. Speak about it soon to remind every bacher to make bitul. Every person makes a bitul chometz. Say before I forget, every bacher to make bitul chometz. Because every year, about from the time that I'm in the mir, every year, in the beginning of Zman, there's like 50 bachrim that come over that they forgot to do bitul. And they didn't have chametz, so they never sold chametz. They came back to the dira, and they realized that they had a couple of packages of macaronis. Yeah? They don't realize it. He didn't do bitul. Now he opened the peanut butter jar, and he found like festive pieces of bread. Yeah? But he was used to, you know, instead of the spoon, they were used to using the bread when they took out. What? We'll get it in a second. If you don't have chometz, we go. There's a man who has chometz to do the bitul. In a second. A bacher has to know. Then a bacher, I want to get a phone call with Pesach. A bacher never made a bitul. And it was cold, pitom. So he took out his coat. And he realized that, you know, in the plane, he took like 5 little whiskeys in his pocket. Yeah? So he asked his chometz what to do. In that case, the best thing is to flush down the bathroom right away. There's no time to burn me out to destroy it. Yeah. So I'm saying you have to know the Metzius. So I'm saying, Stan, people think the Father says Bitul. Every Bacher, it's going to be Makbit to say Bitul Chometz. This man B'dikas Chometz, B'leil B'dikas Chometz, when your Father to say Bitul, not to say your Father's not Moitzi, he says B'Rshusi, you say yourself, Kol Chamiro B'Chamiro, they give B'Rshusi, the bottle of Rabbi Efer, Kafra, the Ari. So why you have to make B'dikas Chometz? Every person makes a Bitul. Chazal and Matak and B'dikas Chometz, Shemo Yovi Le'achloi. Shemo Yovi Le'achloi. So now the Shaila is like this. Chometz Be'ein is a chiyuv to do B'dike, and you can't rely on your own bitul. You have to make B'dike. This is on Chometz. You have to do B'dike to check that there's no sandwich, that the guy didn't leave a sandwich. You have to make B'dike to check that there's no crumbs. Or not. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a shaila. If a person has a chatzi kezayis in his house, he's mechuyev to take it out or not. He did bitul. Maybe it's only on a kezayis that is a isur koras. And a chatz kezayis is no isur koras. Shabuah tof mem beis if kodin lamed gimel tof lamed heis if kodin yud beis being the machlekes and his achroes that to take it out. If it's dirty, he says you don't have to take it out. Now the shaila is you have to check. So we have lemaise we pass him that is a chiyuv biur not only on chometz kezayis. Even on chotzi kezayis. Now the shaila is a chiyuv b'dike al pochis mekezayis or not. So machlekes rishoni. The ritva in psochim daf vov in the ma'aram chalave ein tzorich livdek b'shvil pirurim. Aval yesh min hagdoilim shiyordim u'menakim hakarka u'mevin tarnegoilim shiyoichlu hapirurim. So even the day paskin, meiker adin, you don't have to check for pirurim, but they bring down that yesh min hagdoilim, Aram Chalav and Avov, that yesh min hagdoilim that will go down to the floor and collect the crumbs. Aram Chalav is one of the Rishonim HaPsachim, and they will go down to the floor and they will eat the crumbs, and they will bring tarnegoilim to eat the crumbs. Mishtibura, we don't have a raya brura. In Maaser Rav, from the Goyen, Oiskufa in Ches, it says that the Goyen checked the Sforim Shenishtamesh Boim Be'isa Seuda. Pashtus, it means Pashtus. He checked the Sforim that he was used to using them when he was eating, so he checked that there is no Chometz. When Azei Zogda Orch HaShulchan, a person has to check the Sforim that he used during the Seuda. If a person uses Alamol under his Sforim, he has to check all of his Sforim. When I say Zog de Chazanish, Pirurim batli me'eleim, Ainu le'inyan bitul, Aval loy le'inyan bdike, Hilkach chayev livdek asforim mishum pirurim. Chayodom also brings down, Mashaboytkim b'choyir v'besdokim. Moro says, why have to have a candle, not a avuka? You could check b'choyir v'besdokim. Av she pirurim batli me'eleim, Mikhsha Hashem ha'yovei le'ochle. When I say also the sefer from the Chofetz Chaim, Machne Yisrael, the sefer was made for soldiers, full with kulas. And during the sefer he says, for the soldiers in the Russian army, and he says that you have to check for pirurim. One of the kulas for the soldiers that they have to check for pirurim. So Shteit Klon, that even soldiers, that, you know, they were away from home and they were not so frum, but the Chofetz Chaim made a sefer for them, and he told them the halachas that you check for crumbs. Also, Zaraya from the Chok Yankev, Shulchan Aruch said you have to check your pockets. I know a lot of people today don't like to keep that aloha, but you have to check your pockets. Even in pockets that you know that you didn't put chometz inside. Why? So the first man asked why. It's not welcome to machnis in chometz. Shmuel says sometimes without realizing you put things in your pocket. Chok Yankev says no. Even if you know you didn't, but you eat and you have crumbs on your hands, then you take it, you go inside to look for a tissue. The crumb stays, the tissue comes out. Then you look for a key. The crumb stays, the key comes out. So it's crumbs. So Shteyt Klon Dechob Yankev, that the Chiyu B'dik is for crumbs. For sure, and the jackets, for sure you have to check for these crumbs. The same thing, the person has pants and he has like, the collar is, yeah, that thing that collects crumbs. The deckhouse is full with crumbs inside. Cuffs. Full. What? Cuffs. The bottom of the pants, but it falls up, I don't know how you call it exactly. But there are a lot of crumbs. It's full with crumbs, these places. Also, the pocket in the jacket, the top pocket, also, even that your hands don't go in for the Mishnebure, every time it's full with crumbs. I check every other Pesach, it's full with crumbs. Someone who doesn't eat with a jacket, it's something else. It's a problem. The Shabbos eats a suit without a jacket. Oh, but if he eats without a jacket, in your own wedding, you wear a jacket. Shabbos Amalka, suit of a Keshboch, and another suit with a jacket.
Wash your clothing.
Now, some people say, when the clothing comes back from the wash, if it has to be checked or not. So you have to know, the metzius is bederech klal, the crumbs that are left in the pockets of the shirts, even after they wash, they're roi la'achilas kelev. We checked it. take a crumb, give it to the goat. If it's taken not roi, if it's roi, so it has to have a bdikah. For the second. So, mitzad echot, Maaser Rav, Oruch HaShulchan, Chaznish, Chayodom, Chafetz Chaim, Chok Yankev, says you have to check for crumbs. Le'um Azdem, Zok Reb Shlomo Zalman, Oyerbach, you don't have to check for crumbs. And you also don't have to do a mechitza for crumbs. He brings a raya from a Mishneh Berurah and Simen Tov Lamed Gimel. Ein tzorich livdoik belul shel tarnegoilim. Ki nishar shom rak peruri. On a zeh Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul, Chachmei HaSfaradim says, she'ein tzorich livdoik b'shvil peruri.
To steer them.
For Machne Yisrael, yeah, but we have the soldiers. We have the Mishneh Berurah. Is it true for Reb Moshe Feinstein? Reb Moshe says like this. You only have to check for crumbs that is a chshash that you will eat. He brings a mushal for pretzels. He says, Luditzur, you have a chshash that you will find a pretzel there. A pretzel, sometimes you pick up and you eat. Abastam, a crumb in a shirt, the mushal, no one picks up and eats.
They will fall into your food.
What?
They will fall into your food.
Oh, wait. I especially didn't say sfar. Okay. Shaila, what kind of shirt? A package of your jacket, you have to check anyway, because first maybe you have a big chametz, and there also maybe you put your hands. Alam is on the top jacket, the top pocket of the jacket, or in the pants that fold. Yeah, nothing falls from there into the food. So there you have, but you have crumbs. So if the din b'dika is mitzad shem yavi la'ochloi, so you have what to be semer ham b'shem zham neirbach. And the Moshe, that if it's no chash over ochlo, you don't have to check. So if people want to be semach Reb Shlomo Zalman not to check sfarim, they have what to be semach, but not to bring the sfarim to the table. Why? Because when you bring the sfarim to the table, a lot of times first the crumb could fall into the food, and then you will eat it. And also sometimes when a crumb falls onto the table when you're eating, you're just in a mistake, you just pick it up. I see some people like little crumbs of challah, they just run after them and they pick them up and they eat them in a mistake. No, it's a habit. Lemaise in Bnei Brak, the meaning is that they check the sfarim, and the sfarim that they cannot check, they sell to a goy, and they make a mechitza. Go to Chaim Kanievsky's house, all the sforim are covered. Because he can't check every sefer. So he makes a mechira. The Gemara says, Chomet shal nochri, oysa le mechitza. They make a mechira as chomet, and they make a mechitza. They're going. Now, you have to know, this is really a chidush. Some people in Marshall, they sell the chametz to the guy, the chametz and the sforim, but they don't do a mechitza. And I will explain. The Gemara says, if you sell a piece of bread to a guy, you're not allowed to leave it in your house, even if you sold it and it's not yours and it's no bali roi. Different reasons. So now, the suffix is, and a suffix chametz. Suffix crumbs in a sefer. And you sold it to a guy. You also have to make a mechitza. You could have learned that even if the Lama Zogin, you have to check. But the Talmud says, you sold it already. You sold it, there's no chiyuv bedikah anymore. Maybe it's no chiyuv. So, the Ma'aseh, I'm saying again, the Machmirim take a Machmir to sell the Sforim, to sell the Chomets and the Sforim. The Machmirim always make a mechitza. The Mekilim don't sell the Chomets and the Sforim, they don't make a mechitza. But they don't bring the sforim to the table. And that is kedai to be makbid. Now, bochim that leave yeshiva early, maybe before Pesach. Don't mean early in the middle of zman. These people anyway don't keep halacha anywhere, but they're klal. Yes, it's not negatif. And Rabbi Yehuda states that a person nimnu chaverov ledvar mitzvah veloy nimnei moem arei ze bichlal apikoyros. Yeah, if a person leaves early, lefidra ben yeyne, zechshash v'na pikoyros. Has there been a ben yeyne? it's a tzibur of learning, and two people, three people go out and they make a rifyan, Rabbi Yehuda says it's bichal apikoyos. If you dvar Hashem bozo, he writes it in the list of people she'elem chelek lo elamad. It's much to say. If a person causes a rifyan in a tzibur, Rabbi Yehuda explains. It's no rotzen amelech. It's one thing when a person cannot do rotzen amelech on his own. But if Rabbi means mevaza the melech, so the melech gets very annoyed with him. So the melech is dvar Hashem bozo. If it's a kibudah, if it's a pikuach nefesh, if it's derech chil Hashem, crazy. But the shayla is now, the shayla is as if a person has to leave, if a person has to leave before Pesach, the Gemara says that fim shloishim yoyim koydim ha-Pesach, is chalachi u'bdike. So the shayla is what you do. And we'll divide it into two. The shayla is the same thing as Yingelait. Yingelait that are leaving home. And again, they will not be here for Pesach. They have to check or they don't have to check. So the Mishneh is sugen psochem davor. Ayyitze b'shayoro shloi shivyoyim kerem ha-Pesach is mechuyim u'bdike as chometz. So the Mishneh Bura gives down the eitz. What if a person has a house, Lamazan, like most of us, and there's one or two rooms that we're not planning to check? Closets. So what do? They sell it to a guy. Sell it to a guy. So what we sell to a guy? Not only the chometz, we rent out to the guy also the place that the chometz is in. Umekoyim muskal. Say it. Tell the Mishnah Berurah, what it be if a person is holding Leil B'dikas Chometz. Tomorrow afternoon, he's planning to sell all the cabinets in the kitchen to a guy. He had, now is a Chiyu B'dikah. He's Mechuyuv to check it or not. Bezman HaB'dikah is Mechuyuv B'dikah. Tomorrow, he's planning to sell it. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, if he wants to be Yoytze Ala Shittas, Sheim Kerenu Sho Achas Koidem Yudalet. What they call today in the poiskim, mechiras yud gimel. That the mechire, if mekayim muskal, if the goy is chal sho achas koidem abdikas chometz, koidem achiu abdikas chometz. So bezman abdikas chometz already it's not by you. This is what we call mechiras yud gimel. And bemele val sho achas koidem abdikas chometz it's already not by you. You're yoytze mechiras yud gimel. Bemele you're okay. Meinem Mechiras Yud Gimel. Mocha Shoach As Koidem. This is Be'etzem, you see Alamol, people do Mechiras Yud Gimel. All the classes that are not planning to use, they do Mechiras Yud Gimel. To be Yoytze Ala Shittas. For what is Mechiras Yud Dalet? For Chometz that you ate later, and was left in the house, and you don't know where it is. For the Mekoymus, and the Furoshim, that you don't want to check, you do Mechiras Yud Gimel. Or, the marshal, someone owns a restaurant. He owns a nursing home. And he cannot do Mechiras Yud Gimel. Pesach is closing down his restaurant. He can't sell it the night before. So this person will follow us of Mechiras Yud Dalet. What's coming down? But if a person wants to be Yoytzer the Shittas of the Mishnah Berurah to make a Mechiras Yud Gimel, it means that it's Chal an hour before Leil B'dikas Chometz. So you have Mechiras Yud Dalet and Mechiras Yud Gimel. Alamon, what you're not planning to check, and you sell, you do Mechiras Yud Gimel. You toast all these things, you put away, and Mechiras Yud Gimel, and you yoytze ala shittas. Some poskim hold that Mechiras Yud Gimel doesn't help. What do you mean doesn't help? For sure it helps. But it doesn't help for the bochim and the yeshiva, and it doesn't help for the young Yingelai that go back to America. Why it doesn't help? Weil is a mitzvah b'dikas chometz. You cannot be mafkia the mitzvah from yourself. You have a mitzvah, you can't take the mitzvah away from you. Dahayu. So how all about the bat himself? When you sell in your house, I was on you live in Mansi, you have five floors. You sell four floors to a guy, you leave yourself one floor. You didn't take away the mitzvah. The mitzvah can live in B'dikas Chometz. In this floor. But the bacher that has an apartment here in Rechav Chaim Oisel, and he goes back home and he sells Mechiras Yud Gimel, was chal on him already a mitzvah b'dikas chometz, and he's mafkia the mitzvah. If he sells a part of it, he's not mafkia the mitzvah. He's metamtem the mitzvah. It's no chisol. What? One second. Zog the mishtabura ze'etze. He'll be masking all of the house to a goy b'yud gimel and leave one little place that he's not masking to the goy, and he will check the motion of the bochim that are leaving. They have one etze, they go to the Rav, best thing they go to the Rav here, and they sell the mechiras yud gimel. And b'meile ay, the mafkia the mitzvah, they leave one dalad ames, the motion near the door that they don't rent out to the goy, and before they leave by night, they make a b'dikas chometz in that place. Or, as another etze, when they come to America, they ask their father to be makna to them their room. And then, in your room, you do the b'dikas chometz. So you yaitze with your father's bracha.
What?
We don't make a bracha. Before Lel Yudalad, we check without a bracha anyways. But Lel Yudalad, so you check. What you do is, you rent. They say it's better to leave in your place a Dalad Ames from to rent a room because it's a shtikel ha'arome. I especially spoke about the guy who lives in Chaim Moisa and I'm in the rooms in Yeshiva. Yeshiva Smir holds that there's a chiv on the bochum to check. About it's a big shaila who owns the rooms. But I'm not necessarily also a bigger shaila. Yeah.
Is it called mafkia if a person is leaving and not coming back? Is that called mafkia or?
If he's not coming back, who gets the apartment?
I said the guy with the yeshiva is a,
if you're renting till Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it goes back to your baladira, then he has to check and not you.
How does it work with the beds? Like what
I said again, the yeshiva, and the gabi yeshiva,
dorm, and
I said again, the gabi, the dorm, I'm not speaking about.
The diras,
what?
It's a dining room.
So no, everyone is mechuyev in the whole room, the whole dira. And the dining room belongs to everyone. Especially in diras that they rent the whole deer. But everyone has rights in the whole deer. It's not only around your room. What? You rent your rights to the guy. No, you mask him a koyme muskala. I'm always, people had a shy, you know, somebody dearest make a contract, you're not allowed to rent it out to someone else. So the shy is if you're allowed to be masked to a guy. All the poskim hold today that he doesn't mean this kind of schiras. Now, I know some people, some yingalai that didn't want to do these two eitzes. They asked me a shaila. They're coming to America. They're renting a car. They could be yaitze that they have a car. I don't think so. I'll tell you more for that. Why the Mishnah Berurah has to tell a person to rent, to leave a place in his dira, or to rent somewhere when he's coming a room? Every person has pockets. Suppose that you have to check your pockets. So Vaista is the Chalois Chiyub Dikas on a Bais. And while the Chalois Chiyub Dikas on a Bais, Mele.
If you do it at home, you have to
be
real scared?
You have to pay with the money. You give a dollar to your father, and he's making it to you the room. How do we can see Chiyus? They're going now. So the machmirim are makbid in it because sometimes says that you don't have a right. But the pashas of Avada, you don't have to have rishus for the baladir.
It's the fact that the bochum on the deer can be mishtat in the rent of the deer and makes every bochum a seich on the deer, or the bochum signed the contract to the deer and all the bochum are mishtat in the rent.
He's seich and you're seich
from him. I mean mishtat for the rent. So I'm ben bais.
So he could throw you out.
Can't throw me out.
Why? So you rented.
I'm ben bais.
So Ben Bais is also Chayav B'dikah. Again, Balabais control you out. Your father control you out. Baladira cannot throw you out. If you have rights to beat us, the reason the Mabais are not chayim because the father owns it, the kids don't own the house. But here you own, he can't throw you out. This doesn't mean it's rented to you. This is called schiros. Now, the reason I'm saying it's better to do it in Eretz Yisrael than to do it in Chutz Laaretz, when you do the Mechiras Chometz, Sai Mechiras Yud Gimel, Sai Mechiras Yud Dalet. Why? Lama Zong in the Bocher, he's not a Machmer, he doesn't like Mechiras Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. You know, he sells Chometz Be'ein. He does Alekulis. So he has five packages, you know, from Mishlach Monetz, he gets five packages of Chometz, biscuits, and he sells it, he tells his father, you know, you sell it to our Rav, Mechiras Yud Dalet, you know, push the Rav, Mechiras Yud Dalet. So the rabbi there in America sells it in 10 o'clock on Friday, and Erev Pesach in the morning, he sells it to the guy. And Eretz Yisrael already, Baruch Hashem, people are already in the middle of the Leil HaSeder. Now, if someone will eat this chometz in the Leil HaSeder and Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, it'd be chayv kores. So this is really chometz she'ovar lav Pesach. What will help that modern rabbi will sell it for him in a Mechiras Yudalit in America, Chometz Bay? Why I'm saying that? Because the meaning is that we don't sell Chometz Bay. Everyone will tell me, in our house we sell Chometz Bay. Chometz Bay, we don't sell Chometz Bay. So I want to explain. If you own whiskey, if you own things, so there it's a Mokim Hefset, you sell. The Machmirim don't sell Chometz Bay. The Velt is maker. But for a yeshiva bacher that has two pieces of biscuits and is dear to sell chametz behein, I said he has to find someone to sell, you know, a rabbi that we ask him to sell it for him. Yeshiva bacher doesn't sell chametz behein. So if he has a lot, if he has 50 bottles of whiskey, say that. I'm saying, you have to know, the Bnei Teira and Chutz Laaretz also don't sell chametz behein. Some people are making a whiskey in Eretz Yisrael. It's Alpi de Gro. Alpi de Gro. The Gro was marked me not to sell Chometz Bein. Not only that, in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is, and also in Chutz Laaretz, the Bnei Teira, not to buy Chometz that was sold, you don't eat. This is the meaning of the Bnei Teira to be machzer. You don't eat Chometz that was sold. So I'm saying, is kulis, it's a suffix, because could be the Chometz doesn't become asur. Only lefi the bailin. Only lefi the bailin. It's the mother's zakah. To be hefker, it's also. To be hefker, to be also. Goes lefi the bailin. So mele, the same thing like Rabbi Mechiras Yud Gimel. Leil b'dikas chometz comes. It's by you. You mechoy b'dika. You write that you're in America, and now by you it's not Yud Dalet yet. So I'm saying, what if you're stuck and you forgot to sell it in America? Or you get someone to sell you a mechiras, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet in Eretz Yisrael. Or you go to the Rav in America and you try to sell it a mechiras Yud Gimel by the Rav in America. Because mechiras Yud Gimel in the Rav in America will be before Yud Dalet in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe you'll be covered.
From
Bidika? From Bidika, like a to sell in Eretz Yisrael. Now, as a minig in Klal Yisrael, people leave 10 pieces of bread in the house. Lev Dikas Chometz. Yeah, some people wanted to stop that minig, because that minig has a very big takole. A lot of people, you know, they look for the 10 pieces. Yeah, so the Bichlal don't do Dikas Chometz. For that reason, it would be maybe good even to mevatel this minig. Yeah? I imagine it's a minig Kodesh. Why we do this minig? There's three reasons in the Rishonim. The Maram Chalav is the mitzvah is to check. I'll be marked. The Shaila, why it's a minig? Why I'm not saying it's a chiyuv? From where the minig came, Shnebura explains, people were nervous. They'll make a bdikas chometz and they will not find chometz. It'll be a brocha levatolet. Shekishon mitzvah is a mitzvah al bdikas chometz. They go around the house and there's no chometz. So they leave 10 pieces. Oh, now they find chometz. Talking about Ram Chalava, why it's only a minig and it's not a chiyuv? The mitzvah is live doik. What mitzvah to find? Shakichon mitzvah is a mitzivonu. Al biu chometz. Aber, the boch is al biu chometz. But the mitzvah is, leave the chometz. The Gaon says it's like a mapil. The person said a mapil and didn't fall asleep. It's not a bracha lematala. Even they said it was skirovsel. They say they will not fall asleep because it was noted they will not fall asleep, so maybe not, he didn't fall asleep. But the Gaon says, the chiyuv is, when you go to sleep, to say a mapil. It's not a chiyuv to say a mapil 5 minutes before you sleep. There's no din to say a mapil 5 minutes before you sleep. Before you go to sleep, you say a mapil. Chazal told me, when you go to sleep, say a mapil. I went to sleep. I didn't fall asleep. Memez like the Gaon, he looked. The Taz says, the ikra broches and the burning, and the sreifas chometz. Memele, every person burns chometz. Mishnebura says, b'zman hazeh shemenakim habayis yofet, yesmach mi'ikar adin laniach asor optitim, ve'loi rak al pikabolem. So l'chura, he means l'fi de Gaon. I'll explain. L'fi the reason that the broches and the sreifa, so also today we make sreifa. There's no reason to put a leap titi. If you're the Gaon, it's like a mapil. But someone that knows that he's not going to fall asleep can't make a brocha. The Gaon says, you make the brocha because you're going to check. But if you know for sure you are not fine, you know for sure you are not fine, so maybe you cannot make a brocha. So I'm saying, so the ma'aseh, the meaning is to put. Now, the Iker Minas is Bedarach Klal that the person that puts is not the one that is looking for it. Amol, the person that put was the one that was looking for it. Because it was only for the Kabbalah, the Ke'inyan. But today, to make it like a B'dikas Chometz, so Ke'ilu, someone else hides it for him. And then maybe he's looking for the Chometz. He's looking for the Chometz. But Avada and Avada, not only to look for these pieces. To make a B'dikas Chometz. Now, there's a minig of Klal Yisrael. I don't know if you heard about this minig. But there's a minig to burn Chometz Erev Pesach. You keep this minig? You burn Chometz last year? You burn Chometz yourself? You burn Chometz? You yourself burn the Chometz? Every year you burn the Chometz? Or your father burns the Chometz? No, very good, very good. There's a minig of Klal Yisrael to burn Chometz. So l'chure, why is the meaning? Rabbi Yudah holds bir chometz b'sreif. Rabbanan hold b'chol dovo. So we want to do Rabbi Yudah, even though it's no chiyuv, only if you have chometz. But roiv klal Yisrael makpid to get hold of chometz and to burn. Most klal Yisrael. So the shayla is, if it's such a choshev and meaning, so why not every little kid in the house is makpid to have a kezayis and to burn? And my father was, every kid, the father was mezake kezayis, we picked it up. Because if you burn your father's gomish, every kid picked up a kezayis, was zeicher, and then everyone was making the mitzvah sreifa. Now, not only that, it was not enough that one person would make the fire, because then he's the only one that was making the mitzvah. So the minhag was, everyone was zeicher a kezayis, was a fire, and then everyone went to put a kezayis inside. Because if everyone put it down, and then one person would light the match, he's the only one that was making the mitzvah. Only if you send it to Shlichas. And if it's a cotton, then Shlichas like cotton. The Shaila is why most people don't do it. How to melam etzchus, and the people that are not doing it. I'm asking, it's a chumra sheba chumra. I'm not saying to do it. It's a shayna chumra. Because the Shaila says, Be'etzem is no chiyuv to burn chometz. There's no mitzvah. I want to explain. There's no chiyuv to burn chometz. The chiyuv, if you have chometz, you have to burn it. Kezayis matzah, you have to eat. Wine you have to drink. There's no chiyuv to burn. So why? Klal Yisrael want to mekayem it. So it's enough. One in the family. More than that. Be'etzem, it's even before chatzos. So machlekes bichlal, if you mekayem the mitzvah before chatzos. So why we do it? We want our kids to remember. Chometz is treif. Chometz mibrent. Mibrent chometz. So as a chosemes. Far Pesach, mibrent chometz. Say Alamon, 5 years ago, was in Klal Yisrael, they found out that all the shaitos were coming from India. It was from Abed Azorim. Chutz Lanz, the Rabbanim, there was more maker on it. But in Eretz Yisrael, all of the Rabbanim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Burgess, with a shame, we made a brocha, לבר אבל זור מארצנו שם מלכוס יא מנו אלא קושבוך ויתקול על הצדיקים סו מנו פשוב ההיסטוריה זו מסתק אבל זור כזו מנו בצד השם עוז מחשובים לבורך לבטול all the glory of the Maisa Paskin that you have to burn it in Eretz Yisrael all the Mamish Kiddush Hashem so I remember after the Pesach was that you have to burn it so it was Mosi Shabbos I called all my kids we took all the shekels from the family from the Mishpacha and all the neighbors bought us also and we went down to burn it to Mekayim Mitzvah Shmuel Adivri Chachomim the other night I went down with my kids so I told my kids that I want to tell you Avada there's a lot of Rabbani maybe that hold that there's no chiyuv to burn it and Avada there's no shittas that he could be makel there's no chiyuv to burn it I said, I don't know. I said, in our door, Baruch Hashem, there's no taiva to do Avid Azor. Every person that does Avid Azor, you think that he's a shtickle of a mutler. Yeah? There's no taiva. Was tkufas or was taivas? No taivas. I said, I don't know how long I'll be with you, my kids. I said, I don't know what it'll be in 50 years and 60 years. I want to tell you, my great grandparents, one was there in Spain, was a shayla, to go into the fire or to kiss the cross, chas v'shalom. They jumped into the fire. They were meis ha-nefesh. I want you to remember, it was a tzad that was a chshash of v'dezore. All the rabbani maybe were making in different countries. Yeah? But it's a chshash of v'dezore. It's a hefset merube. We burn it. I want you to remember this message. All the kids asked me if they could be the one to light the fire. This is the message of the Sreifas Chometz. And it's important, Taka. When you do the Sreifas Chometz, we mevar chometz. Now Pesach is coming. All the year we ate it. Now it's a zach baliroa balimotze. Burn it away. Burn it. So mele, well, this is the yisoid of the Sreifas Chometz. So mele, the meaning in Klal Yisrael was every family burns. So nishkin chiyuv mamish to do it with all of the halachas. I'm saying especially it's bichlal nishkin. The Iker HaSreif, it's not the Iker HaDin, it's Koidem HaZman, it's very Zayta Shittas. Father Moshe Sternberg is very machmer in it, and he's Spitz machmer, and he brings down a feste chumre. In America, it's easy, for that to solve it against Shver. I don't do this chumre. He tied us like that. That a lot of Rishonim hold, that chomet she'enu b'shus, or you're not oivu bali roi bali motze. So if you make the fire in the street, you're again, anyway, you're not oivu bali roi, so you're not mekayim tashbisu. So what he does? So he says to burn it inside the house. So that's a slow. You have to know sometimes you will not have where to do the Seder after. So in Chutzah, it's not a problem. You have a backyard. But there's lafukim in the places that then like make a corner for Sreifas Chometz. Yeah? Against that, we speak. So again, I'm saying, it's different. I'm saying, it's a chumash and a Moshe Sternbuch that command no one does. Because I'm saying again, the Sreifas Chometz are a Pesach. We said, it's not an Iker Adin. It's koydem hazman lefi mol shittes is bichlal no mitzvah den, and lefi Rabbi Yudah is a mitzvah kiyum isoni. Some people say that the eitzah is if you have the fire and then you throw the chometz in, so it's boim keechon. It leaves you reshus and you mekayim the mitzvah sreif bevasachas, but meila you yoytze bov zach. What? No, then ish mesos bechol davo. The whole Indian is to mekayim mitzvah sreifa. As besos bechol davar, you avad and not mekayim koydim zman. You avad and not mekayim koydim zman. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week will not be a shir, so this will be the last shir.
I'm leaving yeshiva. Out to my dorm here.